It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Got a couple things to hit here. One of them I'm either going to not do right now and do later or not do at all. Depending on the reaction online.
I got some stuff to talk about and some stuff not to talk about.
Quite the tease there.
8 kitchen tools that could kill you.
This one, I know for a fact, has been archived and saved for a long time.
I've said a few times, at some point, we're going to do this.
I think this one's been teased for a while.
The problem is that I've learned, and I learned this back when I was on the Glover Show, right up until this very moment, is that when you bring content into talk radio, if you do music radio, you can do stuff that's just like, boom, a couple comments, you're out, you're playing a song. If you're doing talk radio, you can't bring something that everybody goes, that's stupid, because then it's over. there's nothing else to do.
It's like, all right, well, I guess we'll talk about something else now.
Right. So maybe we will talk about that, depending on if people are like, we have to. We have to now. Because I want to save your life. You might have a kitchen utensil that's going
to
kill you.
Just real quick, we were also told by Quick Rick to not quit our daytime jobs.
Now, this is our daytime jobs.
That's what I was saying. So is that a compliment or is that an insult?
I think he's just saying keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Well, that's very nice of you then.
What I have here are unspoken rules for men, Ethan.
Ooh.
For men.
And I want to know whether
who's
you...
Who's the author?
Whether you... it's just some random like motivational speaker.
Okay.
Named Steve Nandwa, and wow. he put together all these unspoken rules for men that I think are pretty good. I'll say each one. You can disagree with it if you want. But my assumption is you're actually not going to disagree with them, but I want to see if you've ever broken them.
Okay.
And what is the title of this again?
Unspoken Rules for Men.
Okay.
And it's the Manny Fry Show today, so we got to do it.
Stick with the theme.
Yeah, because if Annie was here, she'd just be like, well, I don't know, because she's a girl.
Weird.
I know. All right, the first one. Never shake a hand sitting down.
Yes. That is
have you
a
done that?
Rule. Yes, I've broken that one.
We agree. It's a good rule, but...
That was a rule that I feel like at some point... I feel like as a young kid, I didn't know this rule, mm-hmm. so this wasn't a big deal. But I've recognized the older that I get that like this matters.
Sometimes they catch you off guard too.
Sometimes they catch you off guard, especially when you're around here.
And that's usually how this happens with me. Is I don't even have time to stand up, and they're like hands out. And you're like, oh, here
somebody
you go.
Walks up to you. You're doing your show prep or whatever, and they just walk up to say hello, and you're not expecting to be right. meeting people. That does happen. So you have broken this rule.
Oh, for sure.
I too have broken this rule. But it is a good rule though. Yeah. What about handshaking in general? Were you ever taught to shake a hand? Or did you just learn how to do it well?
No, I was taught.
Like my dad taught me.
I wouldn't say it was like my dad's like, no, sit down here, son, and let me show you this.
My dad did that.
But whenever I would shake my dad's hand, he'd be like, no, that's not right.
Okay.
So it wasn't like that he sought out the opportunity to show me how to do it, but anytime we shook hands or something like that, he made it a point to correct any mistakes that I was making.
Let me ask you guys this. What would you say your success rate when it comes to shaking hands is? Do you understand that question or no?
No.
So like for me, I would say that 70% of the time I give a good handshake. But then sometimes
you just
people
miss.
Sometimes either you miss or people like they go in too aggressive, and then they get just your fingertips.
Yeah, it happens. Or you get real deep into the palm.
You get too deep. Like, that's what I'm asking. What would you say is your success rate?
I'd say 80, 90%.
See, I feel like I have this issue maybe more than others, though, where people, I feel like it tends to be people come in too aggressive, and they just freaking grab my fingers, and I'm like, ah, crap. Now I feel like I'm the weakling here.
There's part of giving a good handshake, though, that is like...
That's part of it.
Right.
It's not going in too
it's
hard.
It's not being too aggressive.
Yeah.
It's not an established dominance thing. It's a sign of mutual respect.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because I was going to say, I didn't know how to put it.
It's why you shake hands with your right hand.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, I shook hands with my left hand at the remote on Monday.
So
what?
I had my right hand was full.
Hey, it was Adam.
You
it was fine.
Okay.
Me sick. Couple things about handshakes. Left hand, kind of grosser. It was like how you would clean yourself back in the day.
That's how I still do it.
Okay. And then, like, the other thing is most people are right-handed, and so that your sword was your right-hand thing. So if you're offering your hand...
You're saying I'm not going to draw.
I'm not giving you my offhand. I'm giving you my strong hand, so you know that I'm not drawing down on you.
Doesn't speak for the lefties in the room, though.
Well.
A.K.A. yours truly.
And me.
And two of the three in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a righty. Well, actually, I'm a lefty when I golf, though.
Yeah, he is a
so
lefty
I'm
golfer.
So I'm semi-lefty. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah. When I bat, when I play hockey, and when I golf, I'm left-handed.
You play hockey a lot?
Well, I used to. I don't anymore. But this is an important one because... Everybody knows the like wet noodle hand isn't cool.
Right.
You can't do that. But there are people who will absolutely go after a handshake. And when they do that, I'm not saying I judge them the same way, but I do judge them. Like, okay, power tie. Nice to meet you.
It's almost like, come on, man. Like, really?
Because yeah,
now you made me like feel weird
right.
because you just manhandled my fingers.
Exactly. Like, oh, okay, cool, man. I got you. You're the dominant one in the room.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cruel contest now.
Yeah. How about never insult the cooking when you're the guest?
I agree with that.
Oh,
and I have
yeah.
never done that.
I can't say I've ever done that unless it was unintentional when I was
Does
younger.
Does a restaurant
yes.
count?
Yeah, because I would go to people's houses when I was, you know, in my late teens. And I don't know that I was trying to be mean or anything, but I would just sometimes refuse a dish I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
But now I look back and I'm like, I probably shouldn't have even done that.
I'm trying to think if I've even had any really like big time difficulties with this at any point within the last, you know, since probably late high school. I can't think of anywhere I was really turned off by something and showed, but I guess I can't always see my face. Well, I can't
yeah.
see my facial expression.
The time where this would happen nowadays, when you're older and you know, like, oh, there's an etiquette to this,
right?
Is at a potluck, where you
yeah.
might pass a dish and be like, eh, not, no, I'm not a big fan of that, and the person might be standing right next to you, you don't even know it. That
yeah.
happens.
Oh, so but if you pass it and don't say anything, it's okay. But it's the saying,
well,
not a big fan, or you need to have everything at the potluck, is what you're
no,
saying.
No, you don't.
That's what I, yeah, I'm
no,
curious what
don't.
Ryan's thoughts are.
Well, I don't usually say anything, but if I'm with my kids, for instance, and they might be like, oh, Dad, you're going to get this? And I'm like, no, I'm not really, I don't really like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then it might happen where you turn around and the person's right behind you.
You know, like, I don't like that particular dish specifically is different than I don't like that type of dish.
I don't like the way they made that dish. It's gross.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble.
It tastes like that person smells.
It smells like pure gasoline.
Never eat the last piece of something you didn't buy.
Ooh. Yeah, I agree with that.
Let me ask you this. Is this included within the family or no?
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll say office first.
Office first. Okay.
Or, you know, public setting.
No, not at the office.
You're cool with it?
Like with the community setting out there? That,
yeah.
No. If there's one sandwich left and that everybody's had some, go ahead and get it. Otherwise...
Well, what setting is it not okay then?
Like a dinner party or something like that, or if you have guests over and your guests bring over cake or something like that, don't have the last one. Or if you're at somebody's house for pizza, stuff like that. That's where I see that, but not like a community office, because somebody's supposed to eat the last one at a party, like at an office setting.
I'm having a hard time with this one. I'm trying to think of a situation where it's not okay to eat the last thing, in my opinion.
Me too. I'm it's food. Leaving one, I guess you'd have to make sure that you aren't also the person that ate the majority of the thing already.
That's me.
That's where it becomes different. If all of a sudden you're like, oh man, I had three or four and there's one left, you're like, no, I've had enough. And that's showing, you have to show some discipline. That would be the only time where I'd say, that's a good example, Ryan, where you've already had, you've recognized you've had enough.
Yeah.
And if you eat another piece, then it's all of a sudden like, oh, geez, I just ate like half of this that was supposed to be for like 6-7 people.
Because of when we're on starting at noon, if we have a lunch here, I'm usually the first person through because I'm like, look, I got to get this done because we got to go on the air.
Guys, he's throwing elbows too when he does it.
I usually am the first person through. So I do feel bad going back at the end and being like, oh, there's still some left. Because I was
the first one,
like, banging on the door to get in. Come on, man. I see you got food in there. How about dress well no matter what the occasion?
Well, go ahead,
Why'd
Ethan.
Why'd you guys look at me like that?
Why do you look at me like that?
because you're a verbal abuser when it comes to...
I am not a verbal abuser.
Criticizing...
Soft.
My outfit choices.
It depends on how you define dress well.
See, that's the thing. Dressing well is subjective.
If you're wearing what look like ratty grass-cutting clothes to work...
Yeah, don't do
probably
that.
Probably not
I don't know
okay.
if you're going to find anyone that's going to say that's okay to an office job.
I think dressing well could also be translated into dressing appropriately for whatever it is that you're doing.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
What about good, included in this bullet point, are good grooming and dressing? So you have to also, I guess that would mean be sort of shaved for a guy and washed so you don't smell bad.
Washed is good.
That one applies. That one fits.
You skip that one pretty often, right?
Yeah, that one's like a weekly kind of thing,
that's
you know?
A nightmare.
But I don't shave as much. I mean, I carry a beard halfway because I don't have to shave as often. But I don't shave where I, you know, like my upper cheeks and my neck as often as I should either mm-hmm. because I'm just lazy. Mm-hmm. But I can pull it off because I got the beard. And it's like, it's just the way. It's just a look.
Scruff.
It's deliberate.
It's a look.
Always carry cash.
Why? What's
being
the
prepared
point?
For various situations, including emergencies, yeah. is practical.
What, like getting robbed?
Foresight and responsibility.
Like getting robbed? Is that what do
well,
we define
well,
as an emergency?
Here's the thing, and we're moving farther and farther away from this. But like, okay, you get a flat tire or whatever, and somebody comes to help you. You can give them a little cash to say thank you. We've got Venmo and stuff like that now, so you're moving away from that. Everybody takes card, but whenever they said that initially, it was like, credit cards are kind of a new thing. Not everybody takes them, that sort of thing. So I think it's a good one. I don't think it's as critical, but if you ask me if I had cash on me right now, the answer would be yes.
We got people in the chat saying that they agree with this one, but I want to hear reasons why. Because I think that what you just said right there, Brad, just kind of negated that. I mm-hmm. feel like... You
know, I think we're moving
cash
past
is
it.
A thing of the past, and I don't understand. I mean, I'm trying to come up
with a situation other than an EMP that goes off.
Well, and at that point, does cash even do you any good?
Right.
Like when society collapses, does a legal note even matter?
Like, true. Oh, well, we can't take your credit cards anymore, but yes, I will give you this bag of barley for 5 pence.
I mean, did it specify what...
As long as you got the physical pence.
Does it specify what types of bills?
No.
Does it say, okay, because my opinion also... Especially, you know, working in the city, I don't want to keep big bills on me because if for some reason, if I was to get jumped or robbed, like, I don't want to be out a bunch of cash. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm fine keeping, like, small bills on you, you know, if you're going into a store or whatever reason and you want to just throw in a couple of bucks, that's different to me. Or if you're going to a restaurant and you want to tip cash, that's different mm-hmm. as well. But outside of that, I don't see much of a purpose outside of carrying maybe a couple of fives, a couple ones. I don't see the purpose of carrying cash on you anymore.
I don't know. Some guy could come up to you on the street just the same. Give me your wallet. Give me your CVV number and your PIN number. What are you going to do then?
I don't want that wallet. I want your social security.
I'm going to identity thief you. Terry online says, if someone orders an appetizer at a restaurant and shares it with the whole yep. table, they should be the one to get to choose the last piece if they want it. I agree with that.
I agree with that one as well. Wait, is this your
this
Terry
is my
Range?
Terry, yes.
That is
hi,
Miss,
Terry.
Mrs. Range herself. Yeah. How about never, or sorry, proper grammar will get you far in life. Leave the foul language for the less educated. Whoa, fire
ooh.
Shots.
Ooh.
Damn straight.
Brad, can you dump that?
Nope. That one's out there for the world to hear. We want everybody to know what Ethan dresses like and what he talks like.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sailor.
And that he carries
and
no
I dress
cash.
Like, and I talk like a sailor, dress like a sailor.
Do you agree with
cash
this?
Like a sailor.
I think that there are better ways to talk than to use foul language, but I don't think people that do use foul language. As a matter of fact, I'll say some of the most honest people I know have some of the filthiest mouths. So
there are a lot of people chiming in online on this one.
Yeah,
and
no kidding.
Using things that we can't say. This one I do agree with. However, I think, and we've talked about this before, I think that you can use curse words, but use them sparingly and they mean more.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's more about language usage in general, that if you're constantly, it's like Democrats saying everything's Hitler and Nazis. If you constantly are going for the biggest word you can, then that word also becomes kind of pointless.
Meaningless.
And so if you, in your vocabulary, if you are having such a bad day that you're going to drop an F-bomb, and you very rarely ever drop F-bombs, people are going to go, wow, that dude's having a bad day.
That's why I said to you yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Or did you just say blank you because that's what you say to me every day?
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what it was.
I say, great show, Ethan. He goes, blank you.
Ryan started it.
Last one is listen, nod, and most of all, make eye contact.
Eye contact is huge.
But it does matter.
Not like creepy eye contact. So this is like a handshake. You have to learn how to do it right.
Yeah, you do. And the more you think about it, the worse it gets.
Yeah. It's okay to blink when you're making eye contact.
How often should you blink, though?
I don't know the answer to this question.
Your facial expressions have to match what the conversation is saying, too. So if it's a conversation where the people are concerned, you have to show concern on the rest of your face, and you can't just stare deep into their soul.
Brad, you haven't blinked once while speaking to me last 20 seconds.
Neither have you.
Dude, I've blinked like 18 times. I am intentionally blinking at an excessive rate right now to try and be awkward. Yeah, Morse code. I agree with this one as well. I think it's very similar to the handshake. It's a respect thing, right?
It's almost a standard that you don't notice it if people are doing it right, but you do notice it if they're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm.
And I think in today's day and age, you notice it more in younger generations than ever.
That's true. That probably was always true of younger people.
But I feel like it's worse.
More now.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, my wife's a teacher. Brad's wife's a teacher, Annie's husband's a teacher. So we get a lot of reports about kids and Gen Z. You know, we talk about young stuff a lot, probably halfway because of that. And that's one that I hear a lot, that my wife's been a teacher for 25 years now or something, like pretty long time. And maybe not quite that long, 20 years. And she said she's seen generations come through now, that some are better at certain things than others. And one of the things she can see now is she can tell on day one when a kid walks into the classroom if they are addicted, for the lack of a better word, to video games. Mm. Because they just don't have the social, like, it's like they need stimulation faster, 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 faster. And the eye contact is a part of that.
Do you think that things like social media and, I think specifically TikTok, could go into a similar category in today's day and age as the video game?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure,
but maybe
it's
not
same.
As intense.
It scratches the same itch on people,
right?
that stimulation itch, that need to be entertained, and the ability to keep yourself entertained atrophies. I've noticed this in myself.
Me too. I mean, we're so connected to X and stuff all the time because we're doing news that we kind of have this excuse for, oh, well, I'm just doing it for my work.
But when the internet goes out at the house and you don't have anything, you're like, oh, what do I do now?
And I even mean looking like the difference between a 60-second video and a 4-minute video and saying, oh, I don't want to put the time into a 4-minute
video.
Because it's too long to get to the end conclusion. Like, that's where I am.
It's so funny that you say that. And we'll just conclude on this because we got to go. We got a whole bunch of stuff about kitchen tools we got to get to in the next segment. But it's interesting to be doing what we do. Because people tune in to talk radio for long periods of time. And we know that from the data that people, and podcasts, have taken off. That's long form engagement.
Right.
And somehow that has existed and grown at the same time as people are watching shorter and shorter stuff because they can't keep their attention. Isn't that strange?
That is extremely strange. And it's a really good point that you don't consider. They almost contradict each other. Very interesting. And
yeah,
I have no backing.
This radio show is 3 hours. Mark Reardon's 3 hours. Mark Cox, 4 hours. Radio shows are long. And people download the podcast and listen to the whole show every day. And they're listening to the whole thing. So it's almost like you either go all in on the really long stuff, or you just like, boom, 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 I got to go. Speaking of going, we got to go. Because we got to get to 8 kitchen tools that you will need to keep in top condition unless you want to die. That's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right, we guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.